simply because this is a very personal fight for me. About 11 years ago, I came to be processed here, in this building right behind us. I think it's a lot nicer than it was back then. It looks like a really ominous, gray, drab building, and I actually had political consciousness at that time, but yet I still thought I had no other opportunity than to join the army. So it's a very personal thing for me to be out here today. You know, after probably about 2 or 3 weeks of, these military army guys taking me out to dinner and taking me out to lunch and telling me about how wonderful the military was and how wonderful the military is and the incredible opportunities that were going to be opened up to me. I came here and, at that time, as soon as I walked in, as soon as I went through the whole physical and the promise that you've never been a communist, the promise that you've never been political at all in your life. So right before I signed away on that, I stopped to think, is this really what I wanted to do? I ended up telling the guy, I have a change of heart. I don't think I'm going to go through with this. But, it just goes to show you how many people actually did go through with it. How many people actually signed their life away. And that's really what it was, because once you sign your life away, you end up going to the military, whether it be whatever branch it might be, the Army, the Air Force, the Marines. And, basically, you give your life away. You succumb to the pressure of having to kill another human being. For what? For profit? For oil? Oh, that's what all these wars are for. And that's what so many people, I was lucky enough to have had the political consciousness to stop and say, well, you know what, I still have a bright future ahead of me, and I'm still going to do something with my life. But how many thousands upon thousands of people, and actually over 2,100 people, that are not going to come back after going to Iraq, are never going to be able to have that chance to say, well, I'm going to do something with my life. So I just wanted to take a couple of minutes out of your time to just share with you how special and how personal it is for me to be here today. Thank you.